Since When Am I Faust? Chapter 8, Part 2. All of them went silent, shocked at the sheer amount of destruction. Then they spotted the two mares on the ground, several nurses freaking out at the sight of the princesses, and others were more concerned with the two unknown creatures in the room.
My Kearney!
One cried out, and the rest of the doctors raised an eyebrow at him. The one closest to him cleared his throat and smacked the doctor on the back of the head.
Oh my gosh, are you two okay?
The off-white Alicorn was still facing the changeling, but she turned her head slightly and looked back at the doctors. Gesturing to the two below her, she said with an authoritative voice,
All of you, help these two.
A doctor made a move to protest about the teen changeling, but a fierce glance from the mare caused him to gulp and back down. He nodded and got to work, obeying her command. The rest of the doctors hurried into action and they began treating the two on the ground, giving them bandages, magic stimulants, and other basic treatments for their injuries. Glad that they were taken care of, the Alicorn sighed and refocused on Chrysalis. The changeling had just finished healing herself from her burns, and she was preparing herself for a fight. The Alicorn frowned and vanished in a flash of light. A moment later, she reappeared standing in front of Chrysalis.
Now as for you, there's someone who wants a word with you.
Her words were calm and collected, but there was an undertone of venom in her voice. Chrysalis growled at the pony, and opened her mouth to speak.
Not here.
The Alicorn cut her off. Suddenly, a pillar shot out from the wall and blew the changeling through the exterior of the castle. Chrysalis flew through the air and landed in a heap at the central courtyard near the fountain. Several drones fighting royal guards in the area stopped as they recognized their queen on the ground, and time seemed to freeze for them. A silence hung in the air as they waited for her to get up. Chrysalis shakily got off of the ground and she stood on wobbly legs. As she began healing herself from being blown through the wall, the Alicorn teleported down. She stood in front of her, and Chrysalis got into a fighting stance, flaring her horn. The off-white mare slowly blinked, and as she opened her eyes, a wave of power washed over the area. She stared into Chrysalis' eyes, and the changeling flinched. What she saw was no longer a young, inexperienced pony hiding her fear. No. Now she saw something completely different. Her eyes, they were ancient, full of experience and bursting with confidence. A flame had been lit, and it burns just barely below the surface. Chrysalis, although armed and ready for battle, found herself stepping back from the mare. There was a change in the pony that just made her feel uneasy. It was as if she had become a different person from a moment ago. Her power, the way she walked, but most of all, those ancient eyes. Chrysalis caught herself retreating, and she shook her head as she tried to regain her composure. Gritting her teeth, she stared up at the sky, and silently called for the nearby drones for assistance. When a response came back from the hive mind, she looked down at the Alicorn with a half-lidded stare, then she started dusting herself off. With a scoff, she said to the pony,
Don't think that just because you got a few hits in means that you have the advantage over me.
As she spoke, the nearby drones assembled themselves behind her, ready to engage. They all charged their horns, and on the queen's command, all the changelings began a fire at Lauren. Chrysalis grinned and charged her attack. She shot a large beam of magic at the mare, and it exploded on impact. The resulting smoke clouded their vision, and they waited in silence for the dust to clear. A soft breeze carried the smoke away, revealing the Alicorn standing with the blanket that she had tied around her neck. It had been swung around and held in the air in front of her, glowing in her telekinetic grasp. The blanket showed a few dark spots from the blasts, but other than that, it showed no sign of damage.
How? All my troops and my own power! That blast was strong enough to defeat Celestia!
Chrysalis stammered, and the group behind her moved back slightly as they heard the last part of the queen's rant. Lauren's nose twitched at the mention of her eldest, and she stretched her neck from side to side, chuckling to herself.
Kids these days. None of you understand magic. You have no imagination, no ingenuity, and no sense of when you should keep your mouth shut.
As she finished speaking, the venom in her voice made some of the royal guards who had been observing feel uneasy. Lauren's hair began to defy gravity, and a wind of power radiated off the mare. Chrysalis's eyes widened, and she fired a blast at the pony. Lauren tossed the blanket off of herself. It hardened in her telekinetic grasp, becoming like steel, and she deflected the oncoming attack with it. The blast flew into the air and away from Canterlot, dissipating through the air. The changeling shot another, and another, and another. Each one was tossed aside by the mare. Finally, the changeling shot a large beam at the pony. A moment before it hit, she wrapped herself up in the blanket and let it carry her away. The beam just barely missed her, and it blew up the concrete where she had stood. Lauren circled around, stepping through the courtyard until she dropped down, and planted a solid kick onto Chrysalis' side. The changeling shot into the water fountain, and bits of it flew through the air as it blew up. With the flash of Lauren's horn, the water spraying out became ice, and it encased Chrysalis. As they saw this, the horde shot at Lauren in an attempt to defend their queen, but the Alicorn disappeared from sight. She reappeared a moment later, and narrowed her gaze at the horde. The fire in her eyes reappeared and she growled.
My turn.
The drones felt power rise in the atmosphere around them, and some began to retreat. Three magic circles formed as the Alicorn's horn lit up, and they hung in the air in front of her. With a nonchalant expression, she blew into the first array, much like someone would blow out a candle. The air quickly reverberated into a strong gust of wind, and its strength multiplied several times over through each layer, and as it reached the last one, the air displacement caused a shockwave, and it blasted the drones away in gale-force winds. All of this only took a second. As the shockwave carried the drones away, I whistled in awe as I watched the last one disappear from sight. It was then that I noticed that I was back in control.
Hey, Lauren? Are you okay? Yes, Alex, I was just careless with my time limit. Listen, I have an idea of how to win this battle, but I need you to buy me some time to figure out the spell. Just be careful. We only have a little bit of mana left, and the magic stimulus the doctors gave us won't last much longer. Okay.
I nodded and looked up at the fountain. The cocoon of ice exploded with a flash of green light, and the queen shot into the air with a scream of anger. While up there, she looked down, searching for me. We made eye contact and Crystal snarled at me. Her horn lit up and a buzzing sound echoed throughout the city. Rising from the buildings behind her, I saw thousands of drones leaving their posts, converging on the central courtyard. Crystal took her place in front of them. She and her whole army bared their fangs at me, and two of the royal guards decided to run inside as they tried to protect themselves from the horde. When they all assembled, Crystal snarled at me and said,
"I'm impressed. I had no idea that you had such power and tricks up your sleeve. But even you cannot take on all of us."
She lifted her forelegs, gesturing to the whole army.
"Yeah, I'll give you that,"
I said sheepishly, as I looked at the thousands above me. The changeling smirked, and all of them began charging their attacks. I tried to hold on that same confident smile on my face that Lauren had before, but I was admittedly getting nervous. There were too many trying to use fire. It would only affect about 1/8 of the group at best, and that was just about the only thing I knew how to do at this point, other than basic levitation. The stress was starting to get to me. As I sat there wondering how I could get out of the situation, no less how I even got into it, the castle doors burst open. Cadence and Shining Armor ran out with an entourage of royal guards, and the pink alicorn looked up at the army of changelings. She frowned, then she spotted me in the center of the courtyard. I must have looked in rough shape, because rather than calling out my name or some other greeting, the pink pony yelled out,
"Oh my gosh, are you okay?"
Before I could respond, maniacal laughter echoed throughout the courtyard. Chrysalis looked down at the pink pony.
"She is at the moment, but will take care of that."
Cadence narrowed her gaze and stumped her hoof on the ground.
"You will not touch her."
The changeling smirked at the pink pony.
"Owen, what are you and your little troops gonna do? Frown at me?"
Cadence glared at her, and speaking with a firm voice, she said,
"We will defeat you."
Turning her attention back to Shining Armor, she looked him in the eyes and whispered,
"Together."
Shining nodded and the two looked into each other's eyes. They crossed horns and a spark began to arc between them. A moment later, a visible pink aura surrounded them. As Chrysalis looked at the couple, she started to shake with both anger and fear. Not wanting to take any chances, she commanded some of the changeling army to split off and attack. They zoomed down to stop them from whatever they were doing. My eyes widened with worry, and with a flash of my horn, I did the only spell that I knew how to cast, and flames erupted through the air. They covered the changelings, and their bodies fell to the ground before the floating couple. Their cries and shouts of agony broke the concentration that the two had, and the aura around them faltered. It flickered in and out of existence, then at the last moment, it flared to life. The protection spell quickly expanded, and it covered the city in an instant. There was a calm after the blast, and the couple floated back down, still looking lovingly in each other's eyes. I uncovered my eyes and looked up, as I asked aloud,
"Did it work?"
Above me, the changelings were still sitting in place, and those previously injured or low on magic were now healed, and their energy was fully restored. The others who were fine had found themselves energized. Cadence's eyes went wide and she looked over to me with a shocked expression.
"I don't understand! The protection spell should have cleared them out!"
I looked at the changelings and took a nervous step back.
"Should have?"
My voice held a tone of concern, and I looked at the pink alicorn as I stomped on my hoof in frustration.
"Damn it, Cadence, you're supposed to be helping me! I'm sorry!"
As I was speaking, the sky suddenly started to turn green. I looked up and saw the army's attack raining down. My eyes went wide, and my ears folded back. Residents on the farthest corner of Canderlot looked on as an explosion shook the city, and a mushroom cloud rose from the castle. Fear began to fill their hearts as some asked the question,
"Did we just lose?"
Others began packing their belongings ready to flee the city before it was too late. Cadence and Shining coughed as the area filled with smoke. Troops took their stations to protect the two and they struggled to breathe. The pink alicorn held her breath, hoping that the white alicorn would suddenly jump up from the smoke. But there was silence. A soft breeze began to carry the smoke away from the area, and as it did, Cadence gasped at seeing a crater. Her heart sank.
"Lauren!"
Cadence called out, and she ran towards the courtyard. One of the guards tried to stop her and hold her back, but she shrugged him off, pulling away. He kept trying to pull her back from danger. He kept trying until Shining put his hoof on the guard's shoulder. The guard looked back, and his captain shook his head. With a silent understanding, the guard let go. There would be no stopping her anyway. No longer hindered by the guard, Cadence ran into the crater of the courtyard. She jumped through the rising smoke pouring out of the crater, and the entourage watched as she became obscured from view. They then readied themselves for an attack. Cadence stumbled down the crater slope, over bricks, hot rocks, and other bits of earth.
Lauren!
She called out as she got closer to the center. Her eyes stung from the smoke and she couldn't see very far in front of her. Through the smoke, she spotted the alicorn face down on the ground.
Lauren!
Her eyes lit up with worry, and she ran over, checking the mare for injuries. She was on a disc of broken bricks and concrete, and from the looks of things, she had tried to shield herself at the last moment. But it broke under the brute force of the attack. Her wounds were mainly burns, but her other injuries from earlier had opened back up. She was unconscious, and if she was breathing, the alicorn couldn't tell. Cadence felt responsible for the amount of damage the mare had suffered, and she began to tear up. Her lip quivered, and a tear rolled down her cheek.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
She whispered and hugged the mare. The silence faded as the sound of buzzing got louder. Cadence looked up with pained eyes and saw a silhouette drifting through the smoke. Chrysalis hovered down and landed in front of the two. The changeling looked at Cadence and how she was holding the white mare. She grinned, glad that the alicorn was finally down. Walking forward, she slowly approached the two, and Cadence wrapped the white alicorn in her hooves, pulling her closer. Chrysalis raised an eyebrow at the mare's defiance and smirked. In her opinion, the pink pony was no more a threat than an average unicorn. A green glow encased the white alicorn, and she tried to pull her free from Cadence's grasp. She didn't let go. Instead, she held on and tried to sever the grip that the changeling had on her friend. Growing rather annoyed with the pink pony, Chrysalis shot at Cadence. She flinched as the bolt hit her, and she fell back with Lauren in her arms, losing her grip as she tumbled on the ground. The changeling walked closer, and Cadence reached for the white alicorn again. Chrysalis grabbed the pink pony in her magical grasp and threw her against the side of the crater. Cadence yelped in pain as her back hit some bricks.
Stay down!
The changeling hissed, then turned to the white alicorn ready to finish her off. Her horn flared, and her evil smile returned to her face. Right before she fired, a brick hit her in the side of the head, and she turned with an irritated gaze at the pink alicorn. Cadence shakily stood up, levitating a few more bricks and rocks behind her.
I refuse to let you hurt her any more than you already have,
she said as she stared down at the larger creature. Chrysalis growled at the pony and walked over to her. Towering over Cadence, Chrysalis flared up her horn, this time aiming at the pink pony. Cadence looked up. She was unmoving, but the changeling could see the fear that she had in her eyes.
The feeling is mutual, Cadence.
A weak voice chuckled, cutting through their conversation. They both looked back, and the white alicorn lied on her back. She was propping herself up with her arms and held a grin on her face. Chrysalis growled at the mare and stepped away from Cadence. The alicorn smirked.
Gotcha.
And Chrysalis suddenly erupted in a vortex of flames. The blue fire danced across the changeling and she hissed as she tried to escape them. With a flash of her horn, the changeling disrupted the flames and they dissipated into nothing. Her body was charred and covered in smoke, and her breathing was heavily labored. She grit her teeth as her shell hissed from the heat. Lighting her horn, she connected to the hive mind. There was some unfinished business that she needed them to take care of. She snarled, ready to deploy her remaining troops to blast this place off of the map. Suddenly, the white alicorn vanished and she appeared an instant later, teleporting directly in front of Chrysalis. She grabbed the changeling's face and pressed her horn against hers. She glared at the changeling, and Chrysalis's eyes went wide. The pony was using the direct connection to access the hive mind. And once she was in, Lauren smirked and said,
Checkmate.
Chrysalis felt her blood run cold, and she watched as a red sphere expanded from the alicorn's horn. It grew to encompass the whole city, and the changeling felt a magical tether wrap around her. With fear-stricken eyes, the changeling looked at the ancient being in front of her, and whispered,
Just who are you?
Lauren's eyes narrowed, and with a firm voice, she answered,
The Queen of Creation.
Chrysalis's eyes widened, and she stammered as she reared back.
No, not you, but that was just a legend!
She screamed as she began to lift off the ground. Her screams echoed throughout the courtyard, and she and all of her drones were suddenly pulled out of the sphere. Thousands of changelings broke the sound barrier as they flew over the horizon. The citizens of Canterlot had to cover their ears as the air around the city suddenly became a torrent of thunderous booms. Cadence was sitting not too far away, and watched as the alicorn dropped to the ground in a heap. With panic quickly rising in her heart, she ran over.
Lauren! Lauren!
There was no response. Turning her head upward, she began shouting,
Some pony cut a doctor! Help! Someone!
A moment later, royal guards came sliding down the crater slope, and Shining ran over to Cadence, embracing her in a warm hug. As I laid there on the ground, face down in the dirt, the adrenaline wore off, and I could feel all my pain my body was going through. I felt like death. All my wounds had reopened, not to mention the new ones I'd got while facing Chrysalis's army. My magic was utterly spent. I didn't even have the strength left to blink properly. Cadence's panicked cries faded into nothingness, and all I could hear was a ringing in my ears. As I laid there, my sight slowly got darker, and I couldn't help but wonder one thing.
How did you do that? I modified a spell I made to keep Celestia out of the sweets pantry when she was just a filly.
An image of the pink-haired filly running into a pantry and being pushed out by a force field suddenly flashed through my mind. I smiled in amusement, and let myself drift off to sleep. Well, that definitely was ended off with a bang. Though I can only imagine how grueling the recovery process is gonna be, both for healing and multiple other things. Anywho, let's get on to our magical donators. Top donators: TacoCat598, Peter Coulthard, Jay Tinman, Darkseid, and only one thing. Zar630, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Pastel Skies, Austin Rollins, CrazyKiller557, Stu Hex, Will, Omicron Lyre, Chris, Michael Delarmore, Fierce Pug, Dospo, Delta Omega, Jack Edge, RuneSeth9852, Madman's Den, Lizzie Perkett, Drake Levdragon, Hunter Norman, Stephen Bingham, LineGod12, Sorcerer Constantine, Hudzaza, Convair, and many more amazing people. Thank you all so much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.